This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The U.S. got its ships and personnel out of the way before a typhoon smashed into Guam today, a strong Category 4 storm. Guam is a crucial hub for U.S. forces in the Pacific. The National Weather Service's Landon Idlett is in Guam, and he told us earlier this morning the winds hit 105 miles per hour where he was.
Rumbles in the building here at the National Weather Service. Our doors are rattling. We hear little whistles through the windows.
Meteorologist Landon Idlett in Guam. Fierce wind, heavy rain, and storm surge that's dangerous in Guam. Washington's trying to figure out a way to keep paying its bills beyond June 1st, but many Americans are getting anxious as the debt limit crisis plays on. One man who depends on his $1,900 a month Social Security payment saying a default would make life so real awfully hard on me. He's got medical challenges. It's been a year since a gunman killed 19 students and two teachers at Robb Elementary in Uvalde, Texas, and grieving families are still waiting for answers. The AP's Julie Walker with more on this story.
A criminal investigation over the hesitant police response is still ongoing. Nearly 400 heavily armed officers rushed to the school but waited more than an hour before killing the shooter. Outraged families have demanded accountability. Veronica Mata is one of them.
Our lives are not the same and our lives will never be the same.
She lost her 10-year-old daughter, Tess.
There's always that piece missing.
Uvalde families have been fighting for tougher gun laws, including raising the purchase age for AR-style rifles. They've also been calling on the head of the Texas Department of Public Safety, who had 90 officers on scene, to resign. I'm Julie Walker.
Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis launches his 2024 presidential campaign this evening. This is AP News. A volcano in Mexico has been spewing gas and ash for days, but not everybody's worried about it.
Vera Diana Alba sells flowers in the town of Amecameca. She says the only time she's worried about El Popo is when it's quiet. The nearly 17,800-foot mountain, 45 miles southeast of Mexico City, has been dusting towns and crops under superfine ash. Mexico's National Center for Prevention of Disasters says small domes of lava forming inside the volcano's crater are being destroyed by explosions, and those explosions are expected to continue over the coming weeks. No evacuations have been ordered, but authorities have been driving evacuation routes, preparing some shelters, and doing simulation drills. I'm Donna Warder.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.